money. It's a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Here at the Business Banger Spotlight, we feature bold and brilliant individuals from all around the globe who are absolutely banging in business. From powerhouse CEOs to rising startup stars, guests share their real journeys, expert tips, game-changing insights, and a dose of motivation to keep you grinding. So, before we get into the show, we must get those formalities out of the way. So, if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to share with everyone that you know how to tune in, this is what you would share. If you'd like to share with your family, friends, and followers on all the different ways that they can tune in to JQLM Radio, this is what you would share. You can tune in live by downloading the JQLM Radio app on your Apple or Android devices. You can also listen live via Alexa, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, and a host of other platforms, of which you can find on our website, where you can also listen live at egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Or just visit egoentertainmentnet.com and click the button right there on the homepage. You can also connect with us via our website or social media at JQLM Radio. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Additionally, you can email us at jqlmradio@gmail.com. Find us under our parent company, Ego Entertainment Network, on social media at EGOENTNET. That's Ego Ent Net. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Ego Entertainment Network. And last but not least, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube channel, Ego TV Network. All right, Julie Savon. So welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm doing well.
No problem. Thank you for wanting to be interviewed right here on the Business Banger Spotlight. So before we dive into it, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, what you do, where you're from, and what you like to do in your spare time?
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Well, I am a certified coach, breathwork practitioner, and psychedelic facilitator. So I combine all three of those, transformational coaching, breathwork, and psychedelics, to help promote change, right? That's healing anxiety, that's increasing your capacity. I used to be an attorney, and what really brought me to this work was that I struggled majorly with anxiety and depression and just living a life that looked super good on paper, but did not feel really good. I'm originally from Iowa. I've actually lived all over the place, though, like from Argentina to Canada. And some of my favorite things to do in my free time are read. I read a lot, and not just like personal development books, but I love to read fiction. I have three pets, two cats, and I walk my dog a lot, and I do a lot of yoga.
Interesting to go from being a lawyer to this. Very interesting. So
yeah, big
tell me, so tell everybody, what was the turning point or the life experience that caused you to shift from being a lawyer into becoming an entrepreneur in this field?
I remember this so distinctly. It was around this time of year, because I can see my Christmas tree in this house in Illinois when I was still practicing as an attorney. And I was crying on the couch. I was so sad for myself, because I was doing everything I could to alleviate my anxiety and my mental health symptoms, and it just wasn't working. And I thought, okay, this is like not to be dramatic about it, that I was like going to die, or that I was contemplating like ending my life. But I was like, this is a death end. Like, this is something I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life. I felt like there was no path for relief for me. And that was extremely frustrating. And I think that point of just feeling like despair really prompted me to be open to doing whatever could possibly help me feel better. And eventually that led me to psychedelics and coaching, and definitely a sharp turn from my old career, but it was the thing that brought me relief.
Okay, very interesting. All right. So tell me what made you want to turn this into a business, like to start helping other people? And how did you go about addressing any challenges that you had transitioning into something new?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I don't know for your listeners, but for me, the shift from being like an employee to being an entrepreneur was really crunchy, really difficult. I can remember listening to this podcast. It was during the pandemic, and it's a very long story, but essentially I felt like life kept sort of slapping me across the face saying, hey, lady, you know, you shouldn't be a lawyer. And I heard this woman who I listened to for a while, and she said, do you want to get certified to be a coach? And I was like, yeah, I definitely do. And so that was very intuitive. Didn't have a lot of like, I didn't sit with it and think about it for a long time. I just signed up for this program. And, you know, I had worked in a few different practice areas as an attorney. And I always felt like I kind of butted heads with my boss a little bit, whoever the boss was, right? Like sometimes it was this like old grumpy judge who used to be a cop. Sometimes it was this mm-hmm. woman who would say like weird inappropriate things about like my body and how I dress and whether or not I would like quote unquote get a man. And it was just like, I always seemed to have some sort of issue with the person who was telling me what to do. And mm-hmm. it's interesting. I don't think I have a very like, I don't know, combative personality, but I really thought maybe it'd just be better for me to be my own boss. But, yeah. You know, like I said, transitioning to entrepreneurship from being told what to do, it's like, okay, wait, so everything that gets done or doesn't get done is on me. I have to figure out what these things are that I'm supposed to be doing. Like there's no, you know, SOP when you just start your business of, okay, this is what you do as an entrepreneur and this is how you make money. And so the first couple of years were just like, I don't want to say going in blind because, you know, I did take this coaching mm-hmm. certification and I got business resources and support, but it is very, for me, it was very jarring to go from like the mindset of an employee to the mindset of a CEO.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I think people don't realize that entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but if you're shifting from the corporate world into entrepreneurship, it's definitely completely different. So, and it's way more responsibility. So
yeah, people have this idea of like, oh, this is going to be so much easier because like you're working for yourself. No.
And to be honest, you actually end up working more hours than mm-hmm. you would for 9 to 5.
For sure. That's been my experience.
So tell me, who would you say are your ideal clients?
Yeah, I love to work with high-performing women. So women who have built a lot of success and they've really built it from the space of like hustle and grind, and they don't know any way other than that. And they're like, wait, this can't be it. Like, I feel too scared to take my foot off the gas because I feel like everything I've built is going to come crashing down. They really struggle to pause, to like, you know, be present to this thing without thinking about what's next on their to-do list. They struggle to wind down at the end of the night without a glass of wine. And they're constantly sort of afraid that it's all going to be taken away from them. And so I love helping these women find more peace, more presence, and more capacity. Because at the end of the day, like, these women don't really need another strategy, right? They just need to understand how to hold more with doing less, with systemization. I love organizing. So really, I'm great at systems. And then using psychedelics as a tool for nervous system support.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. And tell me, how can people, if they wanted to be a client, you know, or reach out for your services, how can they go about connecting with you for that or applying?
Yeah, so the best way to find me is on Instagram, JULIECYVONNE. And if you're someone who's just curious or like, you have no idea really like about psychedelics or even if that would be like a good path for you, I have a really quick free quiz you can take. You can just DM me the word journey and the quiz will get sent right over to you. And that's a great way to just find out, hey, is this something that like makes sense for me? Can we go over some like contraindications and, you know, people who this would not be right for? So One thing I hate is wasting people's time. So that's a great way to just like clear up for yourself. It'll tell you very clearly, this is a great path for you. You know, I'll have more of a conversation, or this is definitely not a path for you. But my website is the same, JulieCyvonne.com. You can learn more about working with me one-on-one, my DIY programs, or even coming on a retreat.
Last but not least, what key takeaway would you like for someone to walk away with after hearing what it is that you provide and how it can help or empower them?
Ooh, my favorite thing, whether or not you are open to psychedelics, ever want a microdose, is simply the power of intention. Before I pursued that niche and really started working with psychedelics, my work has always really focused on intention, setting intention for how you want your day to go, setting intention. I set an intention before I hopped on this call with you, like infusing that like creatorship into life of this is what I am calling and this is what I'm creating. It has so much power and really can shift the outcome of things when you learn to set an intention throughout your day, throughout your life.
Thank you so much for sharing all of your, a little bit of your entrepreneurship journey with us. And thank you for stopping by the Business Banger Spotlight, and I hope that you continue to grow in your success and all that you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation, and I'm sending all of that success right back to you.
No problem.
All right, everyone. That wraps up another episode of the Business Banker Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Thank you to our guest again, and make sure you all go check them out, connect, and share. And remember, whether you're a seasoned boss or building your empire, this spotlight is your go-to for the energy, knowledge, and inspiration to level up. You're not just in business. You're a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A business banger, baby.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a business banger, baby.
Share yeah. Your entrepreneurship yeah. Journey.
It's a business banger, baby. Baby. Business banger spotlight, yeah.
Business tips,
yeah. It's a business banger, baby, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby, baby. Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips, words of encouragement, and occasionally we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business
yeah,
banger,
it's
baby.
A business banger, baby.
Business.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's a business banger, baby.
Yeah, are you ready?
Shake, shake, shake. Business banger. Spotlight.